Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Wednesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. 3-hour block of AEW Dynamite coming up tonight, Boston, Massachusetts. And we've actually got 8 segments for the show already. So we're going to talk about everything announced for the show tonight. It's 2 hours of Dynamite, 1 hour of Collision. The second hour of Collision, of course, airs before the Full Gear pay-per-view, which is coming up this Saturday from Newark, New Jersey. So we'll get into all of that here today, as well as a lot of notes on Tony Khan's interview with Ariel Helwani yesterday. Actually talked about a lot of stuff, which he doesn't always do, but he did. So we'll tell you some of the highlights from that interview. Last night was NXT. First night of Gold Rush. I don't like this show. So we'll talk about it a little bit later on. It was just depressing as usual. Eddie Guerrero Day, celebrated in El Paso, Texas. We'll tell you about that. We've also got a bunch of other news on Samoa Joe's, the television show that he's been working on. Twisted Metal has been renewed for another season. We've got Raw notes from Monday night. That angle that they did involving Cam. I'm not even going to try. I'm not an NFL fan, but there was a lot of heat. What's going on here? Do people not know what's up? We'll tell you about that. Plus, the Last Time Is Now tournament, the Raw rating for week one. This is not the Raw number for this past Monday show with John Cena. But man, I can tell you, that show is going to do a big number. We'll know that one next week. Also got some CML and AAA notes. We got the NXT TV review and plenty more. Lance Storm will join us here today. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. F4WOnline@gmail.com. F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies.
Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. Working on getting the... Wow. Working on getting the YouTube video link up. It appears to not be up right now, but hopefully we're getting going on that, right? We got a lot to get into here today, so Lance, what's going on?
Having a busy life. I have a wife who fell and broke her tailbone, and Max is having post-knee surgery complications, and I'm a permanent nurse at home now.
Good Lord. Mm-hmm. And you still watched NXT?
I watched NXT. I watched TNA's Turning Point from the weekend, and I'm keeping busy.
All right. YouTube is up, everybody. You're all good to go, so head over there if you want to be crazy. Anyway, was NXT better or worse than everything else going on at home?
It was certainly less problematic than a wife with a broken tailbone and a dog with a Paul Orndorff-like leg.
I guess so. I did not like that show, as we'll get into later.
I like the venue.
I don't want to talk about it yet, though. Well, tonight is the three-hour block of Dynamite and Collision. And it's funny because whenever we have the three-hour block, he, like, announces 50 matches. But if it's only Dynamite, sometimes it takes forever to get anything. So we've already got eight things announced for the 3 hours here tonight. We have got a Ricochet and Bobby Lashley match. Ricochet versus Bobby Lashley. We've also got Hangman Page versus Shibata. Double Jeopardy Okada and Masquerade Dorada. And the gimmick is that if Okada wins the match, he'll get a shot at Dorada's Trios titles. And if Dorada wins, he will get a shot at Okada's, whatever the heck he's got, Unified title. We've also got the Women's Tag Team Tournament quarterfinal matches. Tony and Mina versus Riho and Alex Windsor. And Mercedes Moné and Red Velvet. We have got, that's the first one. And then we've got Ty J versus Megan Bain and Marina Shafir. Did I just mess that whole thing up?
Yeah, you did.
Yes, okay. Somehow these got put in a weird order.
The Mercedes match is a unification match.
Golly, this Jiminy Christmas. Let's see how many title matches we have on this show. We have a match for the national title. We have a match for the number one spot in the national title. We have two matches for the women's tag titles. We have a match for the ROH women's interim television title, and we have a match with a unified title shot on the line, and also a CMLL Trios title shot on the line. If I ever mention we got too many belts,
May have come up once or twice.
Let's try this again.
They're the CMLL Trios titles, or not even the Ring of Honor or the AEW ones?
No.
Good gravy.
If Mascara Dorada wins or loses, Okada gets a shot. It is CMLL Trios titles. So.
And he'll just pick partners, I assume?
He'll have to pick two partners, yes. So let's try that again. Hangman and Shibata is for nothing. Although Hangman is the AEW champion. It's not a title match. Okada.
Is it an eliminator?
Well, I presume if Shibata wins, he would get a shot, but I don't know if it's officially an eliminator. Okada and Mascara Dorada. If Okada wins, he gets a shot at Dorada's CMLL Trios titles. If Dorada wins, he gets a shot at Okada's Unified titles, which are two belts represented by a third belt. Got it? Then we have the Women's Tag Title Tournament quarterfinals. Tony and Mina versus Riho and Windsor. And also, Ty J versus Megan Bain and Marina. Then we have the Ring of Honor Women's Television Title versus Ring of Honor Interim Women's Television Title. Unification match for two belts, Mercedes Moné and Red Velvet.
And if Mercedes wins, she may have 14 or 15 titles.
I think it'll be 14 at this point. Kenny Omega appearance. Bobby Lashley and Ricochet. The winner gets the number one spot in the national title casino gauntlet match at Full Gear. The winner ends up with a national title. And then for the number two spot in the gauntlet, it is Mike Bailey versus Shelton Benjamin for the national title casino gauntlet qualifier. Anyway, got it?
And the casino gauntlet's just the first time there's a finish, whether anyone's been added?
Okay. Yes. Men will just keep coming out until somebody gets a pin. At random intervals, whatever Tony decides in storyline, which is whatever Tony decides also in real life. Okay. Glad we got that out of the way. So that's tonight. And Tony Khan yesterday was on Ariel Helwani's show. And, you know, he doesn't always have a lot to say, but he ended up having a decent amount to say here. Talked about Will Ospreay. He said that Ospreay had been battling his neck injury for almost 10 months, kept it private, announced it after All In, needed surgery, extended time off, and Tony said, Will Ospreay is going to be back with AEW, I think, hopefully earlier next year. I can't say exactly when, but it'll be next year, and I hope it'll be in the first half of the year. So he got surgery in, I think, October. We'll see. We'll see.
Eight months would get him still in the first half of the year.
Yeah. I just remember when Ospreay did that tweet and everybody thought he was going to be back like in January or something like that. He actually is not going to be back for a long time. And I don't know when. I don't think he knows when. I don't think anybody knows when. But it's certainly not going to be back. He's not going to be back soon. So, all the best.
Absolutely.
Hopefully he will wrestle again. Also, he was asked about Adam Cole, and he said that, quote, I think it would have to be the right situation for Adam to wrestle again. I think it's at least possible we would keep Adam as part of the family. I want to get to where he feels good about traveling and doing things every week again. I've been open with him that when he's ready, there's always a role in AEW for him. So for those of you that don't recall, he suffered yet another concussion. And it's not great. He's still having a lot of problems. And as you can hear from the interview here, I mean, he's still not flying, which is bad. And, you know, the day that it happened, Adam Cole was considering going out and just retiring. And he was essentially talked out of it because you just never know. But I think the feeling is that he may not ever wrestle again. And it's a strong feeling in that direction. So we shall see. But he's still dealing with a lot of different things. And all the best to him. I think what's most important is, you know, his brain and his head. Wrestling is wrestling. But my guess is he's probably done, even though it has not been made official. But we'll wait and see. Also talked about, he was asked about several wrestlers. He was asked about Andrade, and basically he didn't say anything. So Andrade, of course, left WWE. The word was that he was fired, and the idea was, well, we don't care. He can go wherever he wants. Just get him out of here. So he ends up debuting on AEW, and then the next thing you know, well, we do care. He was fired. He therefore has a one-year no-compete. And so at this point, well, he's got a one-year, which, by the way, is a one-year no-compete in the U.S., so he could still work in Mexico. He could work in Japan. He had some dates, actually, in Mexico, one of which he apparently walked out of. I don't know what happened there. But he's not in AEW right now, so if they want to fight it, I presume that they could. I don't know if they're going to, but he didn't really have much he could say about that. Jericho, he didn't have much to say about as well. He said he hoped to have him back in AEW, and he talked about dates, kind of suggested that the reason he wasn't there was because he didn't have enough dates left or whatever. But my guess here is he's probably not coming back. I don't know that for sure, but I know certainly that is kind of the belief.
The general belief, yes.
And then Britt Baker, he's just said, I'm still looking for the right time with Britt. We would love to have her back in AEW. She is going to be back, I really believe, in AEW, and I hope soon. It has to be the right situation for her and everyone involved. Another very vague response. And she has not had a match since November of 2024. It's been a year. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816.
800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Couple of quick notes here. First off, Tom won't be here the rest of the week because flying out for MLW, which, by the way, we just got an article here from the Post and Courier. Major League Wrestling is moving its company headquarters to Charleston, South Carolina. Not just hosting Major League Wrestling anymore, it is home. Thrilled to announce, Court Bauer said, MLW is moving its league headquarters to Charleston, North Carolina. So they're going to be setting up an office there. It's going to be run out of Charleston. They were originally in Westchester, New York. And they've got a show, which I believe Tom is doing commentary on, tomorrow, Thursday, at Charleston Music Hall, 37 John Street. There's a whole bunch of matches, including Killer Cross and Matt Riddle in a pit fight. Good Brothers versus Dijak and Bishop Dyer. Mystico and Volador Jr. in the Opera Cup Finals. Scarlett Bordeaux and Isla Dawn. Shotzi Blackheart and Priscilla Kelly. Brock Anderson with Arn Anderson versus Mads Kruger for the MLW World Heavyweight title. And plenty more. So if you'd like to go, MLWGo.com is the website address. Tickets start at $15. Actor and comedian Danny McBride is also going to be at the show. So check it out. MLW moving to Charleston, the home of Southern Wrestling.
And you can take your whole family for ticket prices like that.
That's right. That's right. This is not WWE ticket prices. You don't have to pay $37,500 for front row at this MLW show. Now, if you have $37,500, I mean, I got some stuff. By the way, it is Wednesday, and normally on Wednesday, After Dark Radio is 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern here on Sports Byline USA. But today, the plan is for the show to air at 1 Pacific, 4 Eastern. The show is being moved up an hour. It is going to air immediately after Wrestling Observer Live, and it is being moved up because we got a very special guest. Raven Scott Levy is going to be on the show, and we are not going to be talking about wrestling, although we will plug his documentary. We're going to be talking about Bigfoot and UFOs.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, apparently he just sits around and watches Bigfoot and UFO documentaries all day, so we'll be doing that immediately following the show. However you're watching this right now, you can watch After Dark with Raven, 1 Pacific, 4 Eastern, immediately following this show. Back to Tony's interview, he said, counter-programming AEW big shows has never cost his company anything. He said, I think it's done on purpose. Well, yeah, it is. I understand it. It's part of wrestling. I think we've seen a lot of it, but I think other wrestling promotions that have been the challenger wrestling brand in our lifetime have seen a lot of it. Jim Crockett Promotions, forerunner to WCWE, saw a lot of this. I do think we've seen that counter-programming those things. I expect that. I think it's okay because for us, it's always worked out and we're in a great position. It has never been a thing where it costs us anything. And even when you do something like AEW All in Texas, where we do the show in the afternoon, it really worked out for us great. It was one of the best days in the history of the company. He says he doesn't take, actually, he was asked if he took it personally. He says, it's part of the wrestling business. I don't take it personally. It's no more personal to me than it was towards Jim Crockett, or even maybe less than it was with Ted Turner. Similar amounts with Ted Turner. Definitely, I think all of us have seen that kind of counter-programming, could speak to that. And he goes on and on and on. But the point is, he says it hasn't hurt him. And, you know, we went through all of the buy rates for this year. And the two best numbers that AEW did on pay-per-view were on days and or weekends where WWE decided that they were going to bombard them with counter-programming, including, like, the Goldberg retirement match. They had that one weekend where it was like there was an NXT show and the Goldberg retirement for Saturday Night's main event on NBC that they did the same day as all in or out, whichever it was. And then the other time was the ESPN debut with John Cena versus Brock Lesnar. And both of those shows were the two biggest buy rates that AEW did all year. So, in fact, it did not hurt them. If it hurt anybody, it hurt WWE. Yet I still have to hear if they ever went head-to-head. If they ever went head-to-head, you know what would happen? Nothing. They would do fine. And WWE would do whatever the WWE is going to do. So, talked about the rumors surrounding Adam Copeland potentially serving as John Cena's final opponent. You know what's funny about this one?
People believed it?
Yeah. This was like one where there was never anything to it whatsoever. Nothing. And somehow fans decided this is what it's got to be. And they brought this silly idea to life. And, I mean, I don't even think we ever even really talked about it other than saying it ain't going to happen. But people, like, really believed it. And
if you remember back in the day, 1990, there were people speculating that the Warrior could be the Black Scorpion. And he was WWF champion at the time.
There is no way that Adam Copeland was going to end up being John Cena's final opponent. He is signed to AEW. He wasn't going to go do this match. WWE never even approached AEW about the match because it was never going to happen. It was completely made up out of the blue. I don't know where this all started, but there was nothing to that story. So, also talked about Shockwave. He said he filed a trademark for Shockwave in September 2024. It was rumored to be the name of a possible new television show. He said on the Ariel show that he does not believe he's going to use that as a show name anymore. NWA, by the way, had a digital series called NWA Shockwave back in 2020. So this ended up being a trademark dispute between AEW and the NWA. And Tony said, I had a good conversation with Billy Corgan. Told him the NWA is free to use Shockwave however they want. He says, I file a lot of different names and ideas of shows and things like that. And that was a name that I actually, at the time, did not know anybody else had used. Man, what a burial of NWA. Probably not going to do it. Had a really nice talk with Billy Corgan, who owns the NWA. I like Billy. And even before I became a wrestling promoter, I had met him. I think he's just a great artist. I like him. So I talked to him on the phone. I said, if that's a show that you might want to do again, if that's something you want to do and you did it first, you can do it. That's fine. And he said, oh, that's great. I appreciate it. So that was nice. I would have died to have been a part of that conversation.
I'd like to hear the conversation over the national title.
That's another one. Maybe Tony never knew that the NWA had a national title.
No, he talked about the lineage of it.
No, the current NWA.
Oh, yes.
Not the old NWA. But yeah, they've got their own national championship right now. Also talked about Miro. Of course, you know, the story was that Miro didn't want to, it didn't work for me, brother, over and over again. Didn't want to do jobs, didn't want to do this or that. And Tony said, I think he and I, at times, had different visions of things. This is such a political answer. I think he and I just, at times, had different visions of things. That's okay, because everyone is entitled to different opinions and different ideas. We just kind of drifted into some different ideas of what we should be doing, and that's okay. That resulted in him never, ever doing anything. Tony's like a really nice guy. That's actually one of his problems. When he says, it's okay because everyone is entitled to different opinions and different ideas, you're the boss.
You're the booker.
You hired him. You are paying him money. You tell him what to do, and he does it. If he doesn't like it, then you fire him and you stop paying him and then whatever. And, you know, that's another thing, by the way, with that whole, you know, everybody was all furious about the Andrade deal. You know, Andrade getting fired and then they hold him to a one-year no-compete and how this is not fair and this and that. And the reason that that is in there is because when you sign a 3-year deal, they expect you to honor the 3-year deal. And if you decide you don't want to work there anymore, then if you get yourself fired, you can show up on the other show the next day. Well, they don't want you to get yourself fired, do something stupid, attack somebody, whatever. And so the deal is, if you get yourself fired, it's a one-year no-compete. If they fire you because they got nothing to do with you, they don't want to do anything, then that's fine. You just go do whatever. But everyone's talking about what a terrible thing this is. And of course, it's, you know, oh, you know, WWE's evil. Tony would never do that. Yeah, Tony doesn't do that. You know what? It's bit him numerous times because he can't fire Rusev because Rusev wants out to go back to the other company. So you either fire him and he gets his wish, you know, he doesn't do anything you want to do, and then you fire him and he gets his wish and he goes to the other company, or you have to keep paying him for the duration of his deal and not use him. So that's the reason it's in there. And
now I would also think, though, if you just book your story, you tell the dude he has to show up for work. If he no shows, you could probably hold his pay and not have him leave, because I think you actually have to show up at work to get paid, I would think.
You can do a breach of contract, I'm sure. But anyway, it's his company, and he needs to
get a bad cop.
Tell people what to do. Or be the bad cop. Hey, if you wanna get a bad cop, that's fine as well. But like, someone's gotta be the bad cop. And the bad cop says, come to work, do the job, and shut up about it. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
At Bank of America, we're proud that more than 20,000 veterans and people with military backgrounds have joined our ranks since 2015. Now we're committed to adding 10,000 more over the next 5 years. By helping veterans achieve their career goals, we're moving from appreciation to action. And together, helping expand economic opportunity across America. Visit bankofamerica.com/great-place-to-work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Brad Schwartz, the president of CW, is a big fan of the NXT women's division, he said. I think the women of NXT are better than the men, said Schwartz. The women's division of NXT is probably the strongest in all of WWE wrestling. They have a good women's division.
I don't think they got a big women's division, too.
They do. I don't think it's as good as like the WWE women's division. Io Sky and Rhea Ripley and Asuka and Kyrie. And,
I mean, Bianca, they got a great when she comes back.
Yeah. But anyway, he goes on and on. Does this guy watch the show? Because this show sucks. I
mean, used to be your favorite show, dude.
Yeah, you know what? That's why I get so angry about it lately. I get so angry about it. It was probably about 7 months ago where I swear to God, the show I looked forward to the most every week was NXT. That doesn't mean I didn't like AEW. I didn't like Raw. I didn't like SmackDown. But as far as like looking forward to a show, I'm excited to watch it the most. It was NXT. It has gone 180. I do not want to watch this show. Last night when the show was over, I swear to God, last night when the show was over, I was like, I'm done as a fan. Like, if this really wasn't my job, I wouldn't be watching this show anymore. No, because you know what it was? And it's funny because I knew what was going to happen. I told you all last week when they announced that Leon Slater and Javon versus the Dark State match, I told you, you guys know they got the better of these guys. They're losing. Like, of course they are.
At least they didn't pin your boy.
Brother, like, here's the thing. I don't like watching anything that is run incompetently. And that's how I feel about this promotion right now. I feel like they're completely incompetent. I feel like I'm watching 2014 WWE, where all anybody wants is to see Bryan Danielson at the top, and they do everything in their power to not put him on top. That's what I feel like watching this show. Guys, it's one thing. I know I've been ranting about Javon and how they've dropped the ball on Javon for months and months and months. It's now even more infuriating because it's like everyone on the main roster sees his talent, but nobody in NXT does. Did you guys watch the Javon Gunther match on Raw? They put that guy in the main event match on John Cena's final Raw. Gunther and Javon was the headline match. It was in Madison Square Garden for 18,000 people. They gave Javon so much in that match. And not only that, you watch the match and the place is going wild. They're going wild for Javon. I'm like, okay, like at least somebody has figured this out. At least I'm not the only one. Well, then it's like we go to another universe the next night. It's Javon Evans and Leon Slater against Dark State for the tag team titles. Dark State. Anybody know the four members of Dark State? I know Saquon Sugars because he's the only one who's any good.
The butt guy.
The butt guy. The bookworm. And then Osiris I know because he's Egyptian and that's where he got the Osiris name. So I always remember that. But like, and you know, they're at best, they're fine. Okay? They are two-time NXT Tag Team Champions. They were the ones that defeated the Hardys to win the NXT Tag Team titles. And they put him in the match with Leon Slater and Javon. And, of course, Leon and Javon work freaking circles around these guys. And, you know, the beginning of the match, they're in the Madison Square Garden, the theater. Madison Square Garden. They're like 2,500 people there. It's a nice crowd. And, like, the match is all right. And then all of a sudden, you know, the babyface start hitting dives. And the fans all of a sudden realize, whoa, this is awesome. And they start, it's not the usual NXT crowd. It's a New York crowd. Well, by the time this match, there's like 2 minutes left in this match, this place is going nuts for Javon and Leon Slater. They don't care one bit about these other two guys. They're going crazy for these guys. And then near the end of the match, Javon goes for like a, he goes to do something or whatever. He goes to break up a pin, I think. and the guy pinning Leon moves, and Javon splashes his own partner. I swear to God, watch this, everybody. You can just hear the entire crowd die. And then they toss Javon outside or whatever, and they pick up Leon for the doomsday device. And guys, there's heat, and there's good heat, and then there's the noise this crowd made when they picked up Leon Slater for this move. You just hear the crowd go, ah! And sure enough, they hit the move, and this crowd is furious, not in a good way. They're doing the droning boos. Boo! God! And like, you know, they cut to the backstage. You can still hear the people, like, they're just disgusted. And then, you know, they go to the main event, and it takes forever to get the crowd into the main event because, like, they're just over it. And that's just one match on this show. Then we get the main event, okay? The main event.
Can I comment on the Slater match first?
Hold on, because we're going to review the show. The main event is Tatum and JC Jane, okay? Everybody loves Tatum Paxley. They have loved her for months and months and months. Finally, they do the big PLE, and she wins the title from JC Jane. They end up signing the rematch here. Her friends turn on her, and JC Jane wins the title back. Now, granted, her friends turning on her, that's fine, whatever, it's a good heat angle. Did you have to do it 9 days later? You couldn't allow the fans to have a favorite, like, win a couple of matches before you took it all away again. Every match on this show was a heel win. Every single match. Heel goes over. Heel goes over. Heel goes over. Javon, screw you. Heel goes over. Tatum, screw you. Heels go over. I was like, oh my God. Are you trying to just run off the entire audience? God, what a depressing, miserable show this was. Start with Javon. Go for it.
Well, my one defense would be, especially because I think saying incompetent is a bit markish on your part.
No.
Maybe the main roster has told Sean, we're bringing this kid up pretty soon. We're just waiting for the right time. Don't put a belt on him because you're not going to get any notice. So they're using him still while waiting for him to vanish and disappear. We are getting to Rumble time. He may be gone soon, so they don't want to belt the kid. And obviously, they may not want to belt our TNA X Division champion.
Bro, how many TNA wrestlers have won belts on NXT? How many of these people go back and forth show to show carrying their belts everywhere?
But they may just want Javon brought up and left alone. It's possible.
Okay.
When it's a developmental territory, you can't just book for yourself.
Brother, Tatum Paxley.
Ask Jim Cornette.
Tatum Paxley had that belt for 9 days. The Royal Rumble is in 10 weeks.
I'm not defending Tatum. I'm defending potentially not pushing Javon.
Positive that Javon could win a title and lose it back before the Royal Rumble. They clearly have no issue with that. It is incompetence. I have nothing else. No other explanation for this.
So with the women, you're complaining they put a belt on her and took it off immediately. But with Javon, you're saying it's okay to put a belt on him and take it off immediately.
The butt guy is a two-time tag team champion. I don't even know his name. All I know is he talks about butts. Javon has never won anything. Is he going to win the Iron Survivor Challenge? Actually, he probably will. Actually, I shouldn't even say that. But that, by the way, hey, listen. Corey goes, get him, Lance. Okay, fine, get me. When Javon moves up to the main roster at the Royal Rumble, fine, but he's not gonna, dude. He's not gonna. Have we not lived through this whole he's only 21 thing? I wish John Cena were booking NXT. This guy'd be the world champion by now. At least somebody sees this. Let's talk about all the heat on this show.
There was a little heel heavy.
You don't say. Chelsea Green and Ethan Page versus Joe Hendry. By the way, did I mention that not only did Leon and Javon lose, they lost clean? They didn't even lose because the other guys interfered. They lost clean in the middle of the ring because Dark State are better than Javon and Leon Slater. Chelsea Green and Ethan versus Joe Hendry and Thea Hale. Triple A mixed tag team titles.
See, this was a babyface win for me, so.
Oh, yeah. Chelsea at the end prettier on Thea and got the win. Because, you know, Thea also, it's been four straight years. They haven't done anything with her yet. She's also too young. She's only 22, even though she's been here since she was 18. So they beat him. Match was fine. Fan heat was great. Made it better than it was. And then we had Ava doing an announcement. So, you know, I've mentioned that John Cena is a giant fan of NXT. John Cena will be announcing all of the competitors for the Iron Survivor Challenge. I hope he shoot picks everybody involved. Then it won't be stupid. Tavian Heights did a promo. Attacked by Josh Briggs.
Got kicked in the face good.
Yeah. And then, you know what? I actually hated this next match more than any other match on the show. Blake Monroe and Sol Ruka for the Women's North American title. I don't even have time to talk about how bad this was. The actual wrestling, the wrestling was fine. But the story is that Sol Ruka had a knee injury. She got cleared, but everyone still thinks she shouldn't come back yet, which begs the question, well, when should she come back? She got cleared. How long are we waiting here? So she comes back, and the finish is going to be she gets put in a leg hold, and Zarya is so worried because she knows she won't quit that she's going to throw in the towel, okay? Now, when I tell you all that story, you go, Brian, that's great. What's wrong with that story? It plays up the Sol Ruka, Zarya, you know, the issues they're having and all. Guys, watch the match. Sol Ruka took 95% of this match. She ran wild. She got cut off. I thought it was heat, but then she just kept going, ran wild some more. They go to the break and they come back, and I thought Blake had heat, but Zarya or Sol keeps running wild. She did the same move that she allegedly injured her knee on. She does a moonsault off the post to the floor.
Off of one foot, no less.
Yep. She's doing the entire match on two legs, not selling her leg at all.
Not true.
Dude, she grabbed
She did a nip up and landed on one foot.
Yeah, and then ran wild on 2 feet.
And when she did the moonsault, she took off of one foot.
Brother, she does this entire thing like her leg is no big deal. And finally, she eats one chop block, and she gets put in this hold, and Zarya throws in the towel. I'm like, oh my God, there's a way to tell this story. Have her get chop blocked at the beginning of the match. Have her fight on one leg, but get beaten and beaten and beaten, but not give up. Like, tell the story where she's not going to quit. We see it from the opening bell. She's hurting. She's being beaten on, but she won't give up.
You're missing the point.
God.
The whole point is they want you to think that Zarya was in the wrong for submitting for her.
But that's not even what they did then. Because at the end, she's in that hold for like 30 seconds. And Zarya's like, should I do it? Should I not? Should I do it? Should I not? And then finally she throws. I'm like, dude, if that's the story you're going to tell, get the towel and throw it in. Or
well,
throw it in when
plausible
she...
deniability. They're not doing the turn in a week.
I hated this. God.
Of course you did. You
why is this so hard? Hated it!
Did lack crowd heat.
Gee, I wonder why. Because the injured girl isn't selling at all. She just beat her up the entire match.
My big issue, because I've been to doctors as an athlete, doctors are always overly cautious with clearing you.
Well, this doctor cleared her, and then everyone else is like, oh, I don't think you should wrestle. I know the doctor said you could, but I think differently. Have you been on Wikipedia? Back in a moment, Observer Live.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I ran Lance off. He's gone. He could take no more of my being right. I don't have anything else to say about the show. I'll talk about it tonight, or Thursday night with Vinny, when I don't have to worry about the FCC. I'll put the F in FCC this coming Thursday on the Brian and Vinny show. By the way, as this show ends, another show is about to begin immediately, not in an hour, immediately after this show. We will be joined by Raven for a special one-hour early edition of After Dark Radio. We're going to be talking Bigfoot, UFOs, the whole shebang. That's going to be coming up here at 1 Pacific, 4 Eastern. You can check it out however you're listening to the show right now. If you're watching on YouTube or Twitch, just keep watching. And if you are a audio subscriber, the audio will be up immediately after the show is over. It'll be After Dark Radio with Raven at a special start time here today. I will be back tomorrow with Wrestling Observer Live. And if you're a subscriber, the usual Wednesday night Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave Meltzer will not be tonight. It's actually going to be Thursday morning at about 10 a.m. And so we'll review Dynamite, talk all the news. He's still on vacation. And so we'll be doing that on Thursday morning for subscribers, and then Observer Live immediately afterwards at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. And then a Brian and Vinny show on Thursday night. So a three-show day tomorrow, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So check it out, WrestlingObserver.com, video.f4wonline.com, also f4wonline.com/Apple, f4wonline.com/Spotify. Check out all these shows. And that's it, everybody. We'll talk to you in just a couple of minutes. After Dark Radio on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. See you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.